started the Mishnah on Daf Chaf Hei. Mishnah says Shluchei Mitzvah Pturim in Asukah. The people who are going for the Bar Mitzvah, they're going on the Derech, they're Pturim in Asukah. The Gemara says that this is a rule that Osik B'Mitzvah is Pturim in Amitzvah. It's learned from the Shachbach of the Shiftach of Pesach of the Lechach of Aderech. Learn from the Parsha of Kriyashma that someone who's Osik B'Mitzvah is Pturim from a different Mitzvah. And even someone who's Torah the Machsheves Mitzvah is also Potter Min HaMitzvah. And we asked the Ritva as a Kasha, what's the Xeris HaKos of teaching me? Choritz V'svar HaPshuta. If a person is Osik in one Mitzvah, why should he stop doing that Mitzvah and do a different Mitzvah? My Umad Ahai Mitzvah, my High Mitzvah. So he gives two answers. He says, first of all, maybe the Xeris HaKos of teaches me that when someone's Osik the Mitzvah, it's also for him to do the second Mitzvah. That the second mitzvah is like a dvar harishus, klapi the first mitzvah. It's as if he's not a mechuyav v'dor in the second mitzvah at all. And that's the chiddush of the pasuk. Misvar, I would have said that he's potter min hamitzvah, but I wouldn't know that it's also to do the second mitzvah. Kamashal on the pasuk, it's even also because he's not a mechuyav v'dor in the second mitzvah. That's the first answer. And then he suggests a different answer. That maybe the Gzeres HaKosev teaches me that even if the second mitzvah is a mitzvah kavua, it's kavua lozman, like kriyashma or shchitas ha-pesach. And he knows it's coming, and as a result of getting involved in the first mitzvah, then he's not going to be able to do the mitzvah that's kavua lizman. Nevertheless, osig mitzvah is potter min hamitzvah. He can start being involved in the first mitzvah, even though as a result he's not going to be able to do the second mitzvah. And these are the two answers that the Ritva suggested to answer this kasha. So we just pointed out last time that the Mishnah Berurah seems to argue with the first answer. Right, the yesod of the Ritva in the first answer is that osig mitzvah potter min hamitzvah is not just a ptur. It's not that he's really mitzuva bedavar, he's mechuyev, but there's a dispensation that the Torah is not going to punish him for not doing the second mitzvah. He's chayev, but he can't do it. So the Torah says okay, but he really is chayev. Right? It's not like that, right? According to the Ritva in the first Torah, he's not mechuyev bedavar. He's not mechuyev bedavar in the second mitzvah. So from the Mishnah Berurah and Hilchos Pesach, it doesn't sound like that. Because he seems to say that if someone is Mishamar Sameh, someone is Shomer Aveda, someone's Osik B'Mitzvah, and he eats matzah at that time, and then there comes a period of time when he's not Osik B'Mitzvah anymore, he doesn't have to eat matzah again. Even though if someone eats matzah when he's a Shota, and then he's Nisrape, we assume that he does have to eat matzah again, because the Maisa he did when he was an Eina Mitzvah V'Osa can't help him be Mekayma Mitzvah for when he's Mitzvah V'Osa. And when he's Nisrape, now he becomes a Mitzvah V'Osa. That's not the case with Osek B'Mitzvah. Zot the Mishnah Berurah, if you do a mitzvah when you're Osek B'Mitzvah, when you're a Shamer Samei, so Shamer Aveda, that's enough. You put them in a mitzvah, but so what? If you do that second mitzvah, you Yotze the mitzvah, Lagamri even adds that even if you come to a period of time when you're not Osek B'Mitzvah anymore, there's no need to eat the matzah again. So he pointed out, you see clearly from the Mishnah Berurah that he holds that Osig HaMitzvah is just a Ptur. He's part of a Mitzvah, but he's still a Mechuyah B'davah. He's a Mitzvah V'Osa. And that's why his Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Mitzvah Goma. So he doesn't have to do the Mitzvah again when he's no longer involved in the first Mitzvah. Right? So it sounds from the Mishnah Berurah that he's going against the Ritva in the first day. The emesis, most poskim disagree with that Mishnah Berurah. Those poskim assume, like the Ritva in the first day, that Osik mitzvah potter min hamitzvah is not just a ptur, but rather the person is not a mechuyav b'davar b'chlal. How do I know that? How do I know that most achronim, most poskim disagree with the Mishnah Berurah? One of the test cases that the poskim give for whether Osik mitzvah potter min hamitzvah is just a ptur ba'almo, he's not mechuyav b'davar, is the question of tashlum. We know that there are different circumstances where a person is potter, he's potter from davening. In certain situations when he's potter, we give him the ability and the chiyuv, right, the obligation and the ability to do tashlumin in a second tefillah. A person is potter from davening for some reason, shachris, and the whole zman of shachris pairs, he davenes mincha twice. He's potter from davening mincha, throughout the time of mincha, somehow he's potter, so then we give him the opportunity to daven twice, marv. So sometimes we give him the opportunity for tashlumin, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we say that there's no possibility. You missed the tefillah. That's it. It's fallen. It's lost. You missed the tefillah, and there's no chiyuv to daven a tashlumin, and there's no opportunity to daven a tashlumin. Sometimes we say no. There is an obligation to daven a tashlumin, and you have that opportunity. What's the koveya? When do I say that you have a chiyuv tashlumin? When do I say you don't have a chiyuv tashlumin? So it's clear from the poskim that it's all a function of the nature of the ptur. If the person really has a chiyuv to daven, but there's a dispensation. There's a dispensation that the Torah recognizes that you just can't do it. So you're not going to be held responsible for not davening. But technically speaking, you really do have a chiyuv. So then the Chachamim gave you an opportunity for tashlum. They gave you an opportunity for a makeup. Because be'emes, you chayiv. You were chayiv b'shas ikar achiv. You had a chiyuv, you had a mitzvah, but you couldn't fulfill that mitzvah that time. So in such a circumstance, Chazal will give you the opportunity for tashlum. They give you an opportunity to do a makeup. But someone who's not a mechuyev b'davar during the ikar zman of the mitzvah, he doesn't have a tashlum. There's no chiyuv to do tashlumin. We just say you weren't a mechuyev b'davar b'zman ikar achiyev, so then you don't have an inyan. There's no inyan to do tashlumin b'chlal. These are the two options, the two different cases, and we actually find these two paradigms. The Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim in Hilchos Tefila in Siman Kuches writes as follows. This is in page one of the first packet. Shulchan Aruch writes, "Ta onenas v'lo hispalo shachris mispalo mincha shtayim harishon mincha v'ashniya l'tashlum." This is the standard halacha that we all know. Someone who's ta makes a mistake. He makes a mistake. Mishnah Berurah says, Lafuke Mezid. Mezid is a whole shayla. Can you do Tashlumin if you've been Mezid, Mr. Tefillah? So from the Shulchan Aruch, you get the impression, no, it has to be Ta'ah. He made a mistake. He thought he still had time. He didn't have time. The second case is Nenas. Onus. What's Onus? Onus, Rashi. So Mishnah Berurah says, Kigoncha Yechola. He was sick. He wasn't feeling like a stomachache. He had a stomachache. Onus Rachmana Patre, we say, right? Onus Rachmana Patre. The Torah exempts a person who's an onus due to circumstances beyond his control. He can't do the mitzvah. So the Torah says, it's okay, you're not going to get punished for being mevatel the mitzvah. So in this context, onus Rachmana Patre, the Chachamim give him the ability for tashlum. He was really chayiv b'shas ikar achiv, right? He had a chiyuv, it's just they gave him a dispensation that you'll be potter from onshin for being mevatel the mitzvah. So because there's a chiyuv during the zman ha-mitzvah, so therefore Chazal gave him the ability for tashlum. This is one example of a situation of ptur. Here we do find that there's a concept of tashlum. Shulchan Aruch Yerideya and Simen Shem Memal gives the other example, the other side of the coin. This is in Yerideya Shin Memal of Siv Beis in source 2. Let's say a korov, a relative of an individual, passes away on Shabbos. Yochav amatzei Shabbos below havdala. Okay, let's skip havdala for a moment. Let's talk about tefillah. V'lo yispalel, v'lo baboker kodem kavura. There's no chiv of tefillah, right? This person is what we call an onen. Between the misa and the kavura, he's an onen. He's potter for mitzvahs. Potter for mitzvahs, and we pass him. Not only is he potter for mitzvahs, it's also for him to do mitzvahs. Machlokas Rishonim, but we pass him that an onen is not allowed to do mitzvahs. Because he's not a mechuyev b'davar b'chla. He's not a mechuyev b'davar. Chazal took away his chiyev in mitzvahs. They told him not to do mitzvahs because of kavod hameis, to ensure that he'll be able to be kovod hameis, because of kavod hameis, to show that he said that his meis, that his korah passed away. He doesn't do mitzvahs. Zokta Shulchan Aruch, la'acha kavura, Yispalot fila shachris. He should daven shachris after the kfur. If the kfur takes place in the morning, there's still an opportunity to daven shachris, then he davens shachris. Im lo ovesman. Avot fila sa erev lo yispalot shekfar ovesman. Zokta shochanar, the onen does not daven mariv. The time passed. The kara passed away on Shabbos. And the zman of mariv passed completely before the kfur. So he's not going to daven mariv. He can't daven mariv now. And he's not going to daven tashlumin for mariv either. It's not the same as shochach, to'o, onena. It's not shochach. Then there is a din of tashlumin. Kevin shebalayla lo hoya chayev lehispalel. Since the onen is not chayev to be mispalel balayla, there's no chayev of tashlumin bayom. There's no din of tashlumin for the marav later. That's the shulchan aruch. Onus rachmana patre, if he's to'o, onenas, there is a din of tashlumin. Onen, if the whole zman, if he was an onen throughout the zman hatfilah, the zman of Arabis, there's no tashlumen for the marav, because he wasn't chayiv bizman ikar achiv. The rule is that the chiyuv of tashlum can only kick in if you have a chiyuv zman ikar mitzvah. So then Chazal say that if you couldn't do it for some reason, then we give you the opportunity for tashlum. But if you didn't have a chiyuv during the zman hamitzvah, then there is no tashlum and it's lost. It's over. You know, if you don't have that chiyuv, then you don't have the opportunity for tashlum. Onen is not a mechiyuv without a bechlam. Onus, if he has a stomachache, he's a chola. There is a chiyuv, but he's potter from fulfilling that chiyuv. He can't do the chiyuv. So Chazal say, okay, but there's a chiyuv of tashlum and there's an opportunity of tashlum. So comes the Taz there in Yeridei and Shemem Aleph of Cotton Hay, and he calls Bedrisha. Kosta Bedrisha, Mikano Yanira, Dehu Hadin, Lemisasek Bitzorche Tzibur Chiyol Tzibur. Bizman Hatzibur. Someone who's misasik b'tzarech tzibur. Let's say someone gets a hatzolah call and he's unable to daven, and that hatzolah call takes the entire zman of the tefillah. It's not like the zman of the tefillah began; he gets a hatzolah call. No, from the beginning. From the beginning, he gets a hatzolah call, and that's it. He loses the entire time. It's more likely that will happen in Shachris than Mariv, because the zman for Mariv is a little bit longer. But let's say he gets a call at 5 o'clock in the morning, and it continues until midday. So the whole zman of Shachris passed. What's the din? Does he have a din of tashlum or not? So comes the drisha, and says he thinks that misasik b'tzarech tzibur is like onen doesn't have the opportunity for tashlum, and he wasn't mechuyav b'davar during the zman of the ikar tefillah. So off the drisha, misasik b'tzarech tzibur also. It's the Drisha. If Onei doesn't have a tashlum because he doesn't have a chiyuv bizman ikra mitzvah, misasi b'tzarchei tzibur as well will not have tashlum in either. The Taz is so tomea on this statement. He says, I can't believe that the Drisha said this. Yefshev, a goal like the Drisha, he made a statement like, I can't believe it, says the Taz. Why? He says, the kol shu onus mikri potter mitfila. The behedja omru ba onus the mispalach kashtayim kol shakosu barachayim simen kufches. Zog the Taz, look. Onus Rachmana Patre, Onus is Chayv and Tashlumin. Why is Misasik B'tzarech Tzibur any different than in Onus? The Drisha says, I look at the paradigm of Onen and I compare Misasik B'tzarech Tzibur to Onen. The Taz says, what are you talking about? But Onus Rachmana Patre, someone's an Onus, someone's a Chola, Meyayim, Ikintavin. So then we say he does have a Tashlumin. So why is Misasik B'tzarech Tzibur different than that? He's an Onus, and an Onus always has a din of Tashlumin. What's going on over here, Frek the Taz? The Shach and Kudus HaKesef, the Shach and his Hagos and the Taz right there on the Shach and Shulchan Aruch. Tomal, Adrisha, the Taz has a Kasha and Adrisha. What's the answer? The answer is Pasha. The Taz is making a terrible mistake, says the Shach. Lo Koshem Idi. Elamishum de Onos. Excuse me, skip the line. The Dafka Ba'onos Shechayev and Adin. Onos is Chayev and Adin. He has a Chiyuv Bizman HaMitzvah. Elamishum de Onos U Potter. He has a ptur on a chiyuv. It's an oxymoron, right? Is he chayiv? He's not. The answer is he has the chiyuv. It's just a dispensation that since he can't fulfill that chiyuv, we say, okay, you get the opportunity for tashlum. But he has the chiyuv mitzar adin, zok the shach, mikudas hakeseh. He has a chiyuv mitzar adin. El mishum da'ana, su potter, din ha'achi. So the din is that he gets tashlum. But if there's no chiyuv mitzad hadin, like by onen, then there is no tashlum in afterwards. You gotta be chayiv bizman ikar achiyuv. If there's no chiyuv bizman ikar mitzvah, then you're not gonna have a tashlum. The hilkach be'osek b'tzorchei tzibur kevan de eino chayiv klal min hadin mishum de ha'osek b'mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah. Osik b'tzarchei tzibur is an osik b'mitzvah. Zok the shach osik b'mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah. Ein o chayiv klal min hadin. Underline it. That's a shach. That's like the ritva in the first day. Beferish. Zok the shach potur min ha'mitzvah. Ubezeh nidchu kol devar. He's potur from tashlumin. There is no tashlumin for him. You can only have tashlumin if the person had a chiyuv bizman ikar ha'mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah means potur legamri. Ein o chayiv legamri. Mitchila. He's like whom? Like an onen, not like an onus, and that's where there's going to be no chiyuv tashlum. So it seems as though the Shach and the Drisha hold like the Ritva in the first day, but also the mitzvah potum and mitzvah means is no chiyuv b'chlal. They might even say that it's also to do the second mitzvah. Right? I mean, it makes sense. If there's no chiyuv, so then how can you stop doing the first mitzvah and do the second? It should be also to do the second mitzvah. But the yesod is they hold that osik b'mitzvah doesn't have a chiyuv in the second mitzvah, so they would claim that there's no tashlum. There is no tashlum, because if you don't have a chiyuv during this man ikar hamitzvah, then there is no opportunity for tashlum. The Magen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillah agrees with the Drisha and the Shach against the Taz. The Taz is a das yochid. The Taz assumes that osik b'mitzvah is like onus. He's really chayev, but he has a dispensation. So the din of tashlum should apply to him. Rov HaPoskim, the Magen Avraham and the Shach and the Drisha, they all seem to argue with the Taz. They hold like whom? Like the Ritva in the first day. That osik b'mitzvah potum in HaMitzvah means ein ochayev klal b'shas ikar achiyev. And that's why most of the Achronim would probably disagree with that Mishnah Berurah that we had last time. They claim that if the Mishamer HaSameis, the Shomer HaVeda, ate the matzah when he's Osik B'mitzvah, and then he's no longer Mishamer HaSameis later, does he have to eat the matzah again? Avada, because he wasn't Mechuyah B'dav Metchila. He's Eina Metzuvah V'Oseh Metchila. So he has to do it again. A Metzuvah V'Oseh is a different Maisa Mitzvah. They would argue with that Mishnah Berurah. Rov HaPoskim seem to go like the Ritva in the first day, against that Mishnah Berurah and the Taz, right? Against that Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Pesach. It's interesting, right? What emerges now is we have a Shaila, right? We have a Chakira, we have a question here. Do we say that Osek Mitzvah Potter and Mitzvah means Stam Ptur Ba'alma? Or does it mean that you're not Mechuyah B'davar B'chal? And two Nafkamina. One is if you do a Mitzvah when you're Osek Mitzvah, is that a full kiyum hamitzvah, and then you wouldn't have to do the mitzvah again if you're no longer osik b'mitzvah? And secondly, is there a din tashlum? Right? Is there a din tashlum? And if you hold that he's not mechuyav b'davar b'chlal, then there would be no tashlum. And if he did the mitzvah now, that's not enough. He would have to do it again if he's no longer osik b'mitzvah later. Okay. Question. I saw a hand up. Yeah, Yosef. Ooh. Whoa. Where did you find it in the book? You just found it yourself. Okay, you valid. Exactly where,
but Mishabur himself says that person doesn't have to.
Right. Oh, I wasn't going to mention it because it's Taka's theory. It's a big problem. The Mishabur at the end of Siman Sadi Gimel in the Sharetzian. Right, he quotes in the Mishnah Berurah someone who's misasik b'tzorchei tzibur doesn't have tashlumin, and the Sharetzian he says like the Magen Avraham and the Drisha and the Shach, the Lokitas. So Frecht Rav Zsolti and some other Mechabrin says doch a steer in the Mishnah Berurah from Hilchos Tefillah to Hilchos Pesach. Pilei Plor Mishnah Berurah. That's a kasha. I thought about this kasha for a very long time. I'm not sure what the answer is. It's a steer in Mishnah Berurah. Is it really a pelim? And Mishnah Berurah seems to straddle both sides of the fence. He concedes the fact that Rov Poskim seem to assume that Osik Mitzvah Potum and HaMitzvah doesn't have the opportunity for Tashlum. Which sounds like what? That it's just the Ptur, or he's not Mechuyah B'davar at all? Not Mechuyah B'davar at all, Michael, exactly. And on the other hand, in Hilchos Pesach, Mishnah Berurah says that if someone eats matzah when he's Mishamer Sameis, when he's Shomer Aveda, and then he's no longer Osik Mitzvah later, he doesn't have to eat matzah again because he was already yotzei metchila. He was already yotzei metchila, but he wasn't a mechuyav b'davar again. Tough Mishnah Berurah. Yeah, that's a kash. That's the type of kash you like to carry in your back pocket when you're waiting a long line in the calf. That's a good kash to ask to get. That's a real kash. I'm not sure what to say. It's taka steering Mishnah Berurah. It's a pellet. Sometimes you have to leave a kasha. The kasha shtar ministry. You can't, you don't always die from a kasha. I mean, you shouldn't die from a kasha. So you have to work on the kasha. It's not an avla, to end with a kasha, to bleib shver. And you have to think about the kasha. Hopefully, if we think about it, we'll figure out an answer. But that is a steer in Mishnah Berurah, because if we're lining it up properly, those two Mishnah Berurahs don't seem to come together. Okay. We were led in this whole direction. I'm sorry, yes?
So
Ailey?
Right,
there's a p'tur where you get a dispensation that if you're mevatel the mitzvah, you're not going to be punished for it, but you have a latent chiyuv. And there are some pturim where there is no latent chiyuv, there's no chiyuv b'chlal. It's more than just a ptur. We call them both a ptur, but the second case is a ptur plus, because it's not really a ptur. It's more than a ptur, it's that there's no chiyuv b'chlal. We were led in this whole direction, this discussion, the Shaila L'maisa, someone who's also a mitzvah, not mechuyav b'davar at all, or is it just a ptur? We were led in this direction because of the Ritvis Kash. That's what started us off. Pshat Nesugi, trying to figure out Pshat Nesugi. What's the Ritvis Kash again? He wants to figure out the Gemara. The Gemara says that also b'mitzvah potum and ha-mitzvah is learned from a pasuk, b'shivtucha b'seichem le'echucha v'aderech, b'shevez didachu d'mechai b'srachmana, but not b'shevez d'mitzvah. Why do we need a pasuk? Choritz esvara pshuta. That mayoma dahay mitzvah, mayhay mitzvah. Why is the second mitzvah any stronger? Once I get started with the first mitzvah, of course I'm parted from the second mitzvah. That's the ritfis kasha, and to that he gives the two answers. But we pointed out yesterday that the ritfis kasha is geboit. It's built on a fundamental assumption. Now we said the kasha very slow. It's built on a fundamental assumption. Now we get to his assumption. How does he describe his kasha? The ikal amedek da vaday lo amro osu b'mitzvah potum in ha-mitzvah le b'shiyev shel ha-kayim shteyem. Zog the ritva avada osu b'mitzvah potum in ha-mitzvah is only shayach b'tzgiyev shel ha-kayim shteyem. You can't do both. You gotta make a choice. You gotta make a choice between mitzvah A and mitzvah B. How do we know that, says the Ritva? Kiva oda besuka o shemeniach tefillin o shemesate betzitzis o shiyosu mezuzah bepischo ein lefotu mikol ha-mitzvahs. But someone sitting in the sukkah, suddenly he doesn't have to do any mitzvahs. Sitting in the sukkah, that's it. Where's tzitzis? That's it. Tefillin, that's it. He has a mezuzah on his body, that's it. He's potter from everything. It doesn't make any sense. He's potter in ha-mitzvah only if it's yev shilakayim shteya. Ashomra aveda. If he's metapel ba'aveda, menayah the aveda, he's osek in something, so then he's potter from giving tzedakah to the ani, but stami has an aveda in his house? That's not, he's mekayim the mitzvah, right? He's mekayim the mitzvah, he's meshev aveda, he's helping the aveda go back to the bailam, but it's efshel kaim shneim, so if it's efshel kaim shneim, he's chayev the mitzvah, says the Ritva. Avada also gives mitzvah, potter me mitzvah, only if it's efshel kaim shneim, says the Ritva. He says, if that's the case, so then it's a svara. Why do we need a pasuk? Is the svar that he's part of manis? That's the Ritva's kasha. Comes the Ozarua and says, who claims that that assumption is correct? I have a simpler answer to your kasha. You don't need your two answers, Ritva. He doesn't reference the Ritva, but he's basically saying that the whole kasha doesn't begin. Kushime coalesce. You don't need the first chiddush of the Ritva that also commits is not mechuyav b'davar. You don't need the second chiddush that even by his man kavua he's part of manis. No, you don't need that. Avada also b'mitzvahs potum in ha-mitzvah even if efshel kaim shneim, and that's what the Gzeras HaGosav is teaching me, because without the Gzeras HaGosav I never would have thought that. That's the Ozarua. That's the Ozarua in packet number 2 that leads us into a whole discussion in packet number 2. What does the Ozarua say? Shluchem mitzvah p'tur min asuk apirish Rabbeinu Shlomo Zatzal Rashi. Holchei drachim bayom, turim and asuka bayom, achayam balayla. Holchei drachim balayla, turim and asuka bayom, ubalayla. Excuse me. Holchei drachim bayom, turim and asuka bayom, achayam balayla. Holchei drachim balayla, turim and asuka balayla, achayam bayom. Okay. That's holchei drachim bidvar harishus. Going for your own business. Biderech schor, as Rashi says, you're going on your business trip during sukkahs. So then you're potter only when you're on the trip. It's normal for a person to be a whole chederach, to go on a journey. Sometimes people go away on business. It's normal. So when you go away, just like when you go away and it's not sukkahs, you leave your home. So too on sukkahs, you can go away and leave your sukkah. So there is no chiv of sukkah if you're whole chedvar harishus. And of course, if he's doing it both by yom v'alayla, then you potter both times because you're holche derechem both. Holchem lidvar mitzvah. Let's say you're holech lidvar mitzvah. You're going for a dvar mitzvah. Zok the Gemara, turn by yom v'alayla. Then you potter by yom v'alayla. It doesn't matter when you're going. Whether you're holche lidvar mitzvah by yom, holche lidvar mitzvah by layla, you turn by yom v'alayla. These two Amoraim were going to be makel pnei Rabbah. They're going to be makel pnei Reish Galus on Sukkis. They said we're shluchei mitzvah, so we're potter. And it sounds from the Gemara they're potter ben bayom ben balayla. Even the mistama they were holchei derech only bayom and not balayla. From the rice it sounds like they're potter ben bayom ben balayla. Even b'shas chan yosan they're potter. Like Rashi on the Mishnah. So Rashi says, Shluchim Mitzvah Turim and Asukah, Afilu B'Shas Chaniyas. Rashi's making reference to this Gemara. Right? That Holchei B'Dvar Mitzvah Turin Ben Bayom Ben Balayla, it doesn't matter when they're going. Holchei B'Dvar Hershus, the Gemara distinguishes, but Holchei B'Dvar Mitzvah, the Gemara doesn't distinguish. Comes the Yar Zeruah and says as follows. Mashma Avu B'Shein Holchei Ela Bayom. Right? The Holchei Mitzvah going Bayom, but they're Potter even B'Shas Chaniyas and Balayla. The Tanur Rabbanan belech b'chavader parlo shluchim mitzvah. The Gemara on Daf Chaf Hei says there's a mokah that osik b'mitzvah is potter min ha-mitzvah from belech b'chavaderach. Belech es didoch u d'machay v'srachmana. Belech es didoch v'na belech es d'mitzvah. V'i eino yochol l'kayim m'shneyem. If it's eino yochol l'kayim m'shneyem, amay yistur chol m'iftarei. If you have a choice, you can only do one or the other, so what do I need a pasuk for? I need a pasuk to say, yipotah min ha-mitzvah. My father, you should do the first mitzvah. It's my time of yistalik min ha-mitzvah, she'osik v'yisasik v'mitzvah acheres. Why should I stop my mitzvah and do a different mitzvah? It's if shalakayim shneim istoch adover poshut. Yosik v'mitzvah, yipotah from a different mitzvah. Why should I stop what I'm doing now and do another mitzvah? Whose kasha is that? That's the Ritva's kasha, right? Why do I need a pasuk? It's tochat svarat pshuta. Afilo mitzvah kala lo shovik bavur mitzvah chamur. Even if the second mitzvah you think is a mitzvah chamur, you can't leave the mitzvah kala. We don't know what the matan schar is. We can't leave one mitzvah to another mitzvah chamur. We don't know. If you're doing a mitzvah and it's yirshu l'kayim shnei, how can you stop? It's a stach a svar pshuto. What do I need a pasuk for? Your zeruah elavadai avavish yochel l'kayim shnei and pater rachmona ukzeres melechi. That's the zeres akosu. The Xeris HaKosov is that even if Efshel HaKayim Shteyem, you still put them in our mitzvah. And that's the Chiddush of the Braisa on Daf Chavav, that Shluchei Mitzvah Abtur Min HaSukkah, Afilu B'Shas Chaniyosan, even though it's Efshel HaKayim Shteyem, because they're not traveling, they could get to a sukkah, what's the big deal? If they're traveling on the road, they can't have a sukkah, let's have a portable sukkah. But if they're camping, right, if they're resting, if they're settling in for the night, then they can get a sukkah. Of the Azarua, Kamashmal on the Pasuk, that even if it's actually Kaim Shneim, he's still part of the Mitzvah. This is a new teretz to the Ritva's cash. The Ritva had an assumption that Pasuk is just not true. That Osik Mitzvah is part of the Mitzvah, only if it's Eifshel Kaim Shneim. That's what got him into trouble. Because that assumption told him that Misvara is part of the Mitzvah, watering the Pasuk, so he had still in his head two different answers. Of the Azarua, what do you need that for? Reality is that osig mitzvah is potter min mitzvah, even if yachol l'kayim shneim, even if efshel l'kayim shneim. So that's the simplest answer to your kasha, and that's what in your gzeras hakasuv for. Because that's not a svar. It's not a svar that you should be potter min mitzvah if efshel l'kayim shneim. Because you would say, I can do both. Why should I? I don't have to stop doing the mitzvah I'm doing. I'll do both. What's the problem? Kamashmal and gzeras hakasuv that you're still potter from the second mitzvah.
How are the ritual learned in case I'm comfortable and I'll
getting into it? Excellent. This idea the Yor Zeruah introduces to us is really a machlokas rishon. He is a rishon, right? But it seems as though we already have a machlokas rishon. The Yor Zeruah says that osig mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah is even if efshel l'kayim shneim, and the Ritva says osig mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah only if efshel l'kayim shneim. They say it beferish. But this is better known as a machlokas tosfos and the Rav on Daf Chaf Hei in our sim. Tosis learns like the Ritva. Tosis says osig mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah is only if efshel l'kayim shneim. Let's look at the Tosis inside. Let's see it together. Shluche mitzvah, holche b'dva mitzvah, k'amil m'taro l'hak v'pnei rabo, v'lipto shivoyim p'tur min asuka. Afilu b'shas chani yosin kach pirish b'kutshus. V'chei mashma b'gimar. K'amar holche b'dva mitzvah p'tur min asuka b'em yom yabalayla. Mashma sh'ava v'shein holchen ela b'yom. Sounds like even though they're only holich b'yom l'dva mitzvah, they're still potu b'alayla. Di azli b'yamama u'balayla, afilu l'dva harashus, nami p'tiri. If they're holche d'rochen b'em yom yabalayla, so what's the difference between Dvar Mitzvah and Dvar Rishus? Teishu kein taduru. You put them in a sukkah whenever you're a holche there. So it must be that holche and Dvar Mitzvah are only holche by yom, but not by laila. And the chiddush is that they're put by laila, even though they're not holche there. Kediktori b'raisa, etc. And from the uvda of the Amorim, good. V'teima frektaisis imicholam l'kayim shneim amai p'turim. If it's efshe l'kayim shneim, because Balayla, Bishas Chanios, and they can find the Sukkah. So why should they be Potter? Efshel Kayim Shneim, why should they be Potter? Otu Odom Shiyesh Lotzitzis Bevigdo Utfilim Berosho Mimifta Bekak Mashan Mitzvis. Those who say it's the age old Kayim. The Ritva has the same Kashin. It's not the same Nusach as the Ritva. Someone who's wearing Tzitzis is Potter Min HaMitzvah. Someone who's putting on, who has Tfilin on his head is Potter Min HaMitzvah. So here he fleshes out the Ritva a little bit more. Mar Nedarim says that someone who's Mudar Hanah Mechavero, let's say Ruvain says, I'm not going to derive any benefit from Shimon. So the halacha is that he's Machsalo Avedosov. He can give back his Aveda. Why would I think he couldn't give back the Aveda? Right? Mudar Hanah. If Ruvain says that I'm not going to derive any benefit from Shimon, so Ruvain is allowed to give back the Aveda to Shimon. He's not deriving benefit. He's giving benefit to Shimon. He's not deriving benefit from him. No, he is. Because when he's Osik in the Aveda, then he doesn't have to give Tzedakah to another. He's Machzer Aveda, so Avavi the Mahani Lepruta de Rav Yosef, Mishum Pelo Shchicha. Even though he does benefit, that he doesn't have to give the Pruta of Tzedakah to the Oni, but it's Lo Shchiach. It's Lo Shchiach. So because it's Lo Shchiach, that's not called a benefit. That's why you can return the Aveda to the Mudah Hanu. V'ikos man she'aveda b'veso miftim l'meisa rifta lo'anim ken shchichei praktaisis. If you tell me that osik b'mitzvah potim in a mitzvah, even if it's efshe l'kayim shneyem, right? So then it taga is shchiach. If kos man that the Aveda is in the house, but he's osik b'mitzvah, he's mekayim a mitzvah, shavas Aveda, he's part of him giving tzedakah to the Oni. That's quite a time. So it must be elavadei lo mifter lo b'shoshu osigba. He's only potter when it's ef shelakayim shneim. He's only potter when he's osig in the aveda. Yom talish al aveda b'shotcha letzarka b'heima shenosin la mazonos lo shchicha sheba osasha yavo oni lishol mimenu. When he's osig in the aveda, that's when he's potter min hamitzvah. That's Lo Shchiyah. It's Lo Shchiyah. The Dani is going to come right at that time. But if it's Efshel Kayim Shneim Avada, he's Chayev in both. That if the Aveda is just sitting in his house, he's Potem in a mitzvah, it's ridiculous, says Taisus. If it's Efshel Kayim Shneim Avada, he's Chayev in Shneim. Efshel Kayim Shneim, then he's Potem in a mitzvah. He's also in one, he's Potem in the other. But if it's Efshel Kayim Shneim Avada, he's Chayev. So what do we do about Hochev in Var Mitzvah? So Rav Lomar says, "Tois is dochanami ari b'chay gavna di mitru di b'kiyum mitzvah sukkah havu mivatli mi mitzvahs. Why yashluchem mitzvah p'tur min asukkah afilu b'shas chani asan?" That's not a machlokas rishon. That's dochah gemar. Rashi is just making reference to the gemar. The question is how to interpret that gemar. So comes Tosis and says that part of b'shas chani asan in what circumstance? Right? It is efshel kayim shneim because they're not doing anything, not on the journey. Right, lechora it's efshel kayim shneim. So why should they be potter? Zot taisvus. It must be a case that it's efshel kayim shneim. It must be a case that if they're going to be osik besukah at night, they'll be botel from the mitzvah by yom. They won't be able to go on the journey properly by yom. So if it's efshel kayim shneim, then I understand that they're potter min asukah. It's the only possibility, says taisvus, because if not, it doesn't make any sense. If it's efshel kayim shneim, there is no ptur. So you have to reinterpret that case, says Taisus. But it's a situation where B'shas Chani Yosef, if they're going to be Osik, if they're going to be Torah to get to the Sukkah, they'll be Botel from the Mitzvah Bayom. They won't be able to travel the next day properly. So that's E.F. Shalakayim Shnayim. If it's E.F. Shalakayim Shnayim, then Osik and Mitzvah is Taka Potem and a Mitzvah. That's Tosis. And that's the Ritva. That was the Ritva's Kasha. The Ritva and Tosis are learning together. Also, the Ritva is Potter in the Mitzvah only if it's Yevshel Kaim Shneim. That's why the Ritva had his problem that what's the need for the Pasuk? It's just the Svar Pshuta. Right? That's the Ritva and Tosis working together. Also, the Ritva Potter in the Mitzvah is only if it's Yevshel Kaim Shneim. So you have to reinterpret the Gemara and the Chavav that it's talking about that the Shluchei Mitzvah can't be Oseg, it can't be Oseg and Mitzvah Sukkah at night, because if they do that, it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, it's gonna ruin the Kiyum Mitzvah. It's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, then they're part of the Mitzvah. Yes? If a person chayef to give tzedakah to an Ani if you're not working with the Aveda? Well, there are different rules. You know, for some, there are some situations if the Ani needs it, then you're taka mechuyim. There, you know, there's a sheer tzedakah that a person has to give every year. It's not a discussion for now, but there are certain circumstances where the taka is a chiyuv. Sometimes it's a midas chasidus, it's an appropriate thing to do, even if you're not going to give him a large amount, you should give him a small amount, maybe. And there are some aniyim that the poskim say that if you know that they're going to misuse the tzedakah, maybe you shouldn't be giving them tzedakah. It's a complicated shayla. Complicated child. We're talking about a situation there should be a mitzvah tzedakah, but since he's osig b'mitzvah, he might be part of a mitzvah tzedakah. You'll say?
So is this case here, it's Yeshua Kaim Shneim, or is it Yeshua?
Which case here?
The way the Tosfos is explaining the case of
Shluch mitzvah?
Yeah. So is he saying that it's Yeshua Kaim Shneim if there can be a Mashriya or Yeshua Kaim Sukkah, or it's Yeshua Kaim Shneim but there's something exterior that's preventing them? Meaning they could do
sukkah,
but it would take away from the first
mitzvah. Right, that's
Yevshel
Kaim Shneim.
Just we don't want them to take away from the first mitzvah.
Then it's Yevshel Kaim Shneim, because it's Yevshel Kaim Shneim if the first mitzvah is going to lose out. That's what he's saying. The first mitzvah is going
to.
So let's work on that. Okay, let's hold. I'll just answer a couple more questions, then we'll work on your point, Yosef. Yes. You're not wrong. You got that from somewhere. From where?
Rashi.
Rashi seems to have a different approach in the sugi. Okay, maybe we'll get to Rashi.
Does that only apply to a chassan, or would that also apply to them?
A chassan is very special, but if the yisod of a chassan applies outside the realm of a chassan, then it should have. Rashi applies that tirda the mitzvah of the chassan to this case of holchei brachim. Very good. Yes.
What he was saying is that. But because it's going to take you off the, like, Mevata, saying that it's, like, not completely going to be Mevata you from the mitzvah, rather it's going to take you off your path a little bit, therefore, like,
so, but it's going to be mevatel mitzvah. That means you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah as well. But it's Eif Shel HaKayim Shneim, because it's not
going
to be
going off your path like a little bit, because you're being mevatel mitzvah, like on your, like on the derech to do the mitzvah. You're mevatel mitzvah. So it's not completely that you're
Eif Shel HaKayim Shneim. So let's see another Rishon who echoes Tosis' sentiment. Let's see how he develops this idea. So we have to define this concept that Tosis is introducing. The Rush. Rush echoes Tosis' sentiment. Rush and Simon Bov. It's like a quote of Tosis. You have to read the whole Rush again. But the last line, where he defines what Tosis is saying just a little bit more. And you have to work through the Rishonim to see what they're saying. Jacob, you have something quick?
It's Yev Shel HaKayim Shneim according to Tosos, and what's the difference between a Hochei Drachim and Patrim Yisrael Bayom? Hochei Drachim Bayom, Patrim Yisrael Bayom, they're both Yev Shel HaKayim Shneim, and they're Kiddush, the second part. If you're saying, at night can inhibit him during the day, meaning he's also a Shluchei Mitzvah Balayla.
No, the Kiddush is that if you're Hochei B'dvar Rishus, then even if you'll be inhibited Balayla, you're still Chayim in the Sukkah.
But that kind of makes you a Hochei Derech Balayla if it's going to inhibit you by Yom. It's part of your mission, Balayla. Otherwise, it's not going to inhibit you by Yom. So it sounds like there's no clear.
You're saying a different part. Part of the mission. Part of the mission. That could be a different Risha. I don't think Tosis is saying that. I think you're called a Hochei Derech when you're a Hochei Derech. But the question is, Is there a p'tur even if you're not a even when you're not a holchei
derech? That's what they're saying. It's hurting their on their mission, which means they're technically holchei derech by derech mitzvah balal also. So it seems like it's the same thing as the first part.
I don't know if you'd be called a holchei derech balayla if it's only b'dvar rishus. I think there might be a chiluk. I have to think about it more, but I think that's the chiluk Tosis is creating here. What does the Rosh say? B'tzarech lomar the hocha nami ari. This is Simin Vav. B'tzarech lomar the hocha nami ari b'chai gavdashim yesh lo lach zarach hazukoso b'tzarech alayla yibotel mi mitzvah sabayom. If he has to go after his sukkah l'tzarech halayla, he'll be mevatel from the mitzvah yom. That means the Rosh doesn't add anything to Tosis. He just says the same thing. The korban nisana, is perish on the Rosh, starts us rolling. It's a cotton eye, the korban nisana. Shem yeshu l'achzer, etc. What's the example that he'll be mevatel mi mitzvah sabayom? Yom? Kegon sha'asukkah mufleges min aderech asher hu holech shama l'dvar mitzvah. The sukkah's mufleges min aderech. It's far away. You know, he wants to stop over here. The sukkah is like is 20 miles away. So, you know, he's got a good car, but it's far away. It's far away. It's going to take him under 20 minutes. It's going to take him longer than 20 minutes. Take him a couple of hours to get to the sukkah. He can get to the sukkah, but it's going to be a trip. So he's going to get out of his way. He's not going to get to the mitzvah when he's supposed to. Hobovin shim yolin chutz l'sukkah v'yoshem. Yonuach yoser v'yuchal lasok l'mocha tfei b'mitzvasa. If he's able to sleep outside the sukkah, then he'll be better rested for the journey of tomorrow. And he'll be osik tfei b'mitzvasa. It's interesting. Right? That's called Eif Shalakayim Shneim Yosef. Right? Not that he can't, but it'll be better. That's also Eif Shalakayim Shneim Yosef. Chashiv akol osik b'mitzvah potter ab balayla. So two possibilities, that either the sukkah is mufleges min aderech, it's so far away that he'll be misbatel from the mitzvah, he won't be able to get back on his journey, it's just too time consuming. So he's going to lose out from the journey the next day. Well, no, the sukkah's not far away, but he doesn't sleep as well in the sukkah. So if he doesn't sleep as well in the sukkah, it's going to be harder for him to travel the next day. He won't be able to be osik in the mitzvah of traveling the next day. Where did the Korban Nisanal get this from? So Lechora, the second part he got from the Mordechai. He got from the Rishonim. He didn't make this up himself. Mordechai, after the Ran, after the Rif, the Mordechai, Simon Tov Shin Mem. Tov Shin Mem. Close to Rav Yo. This is a very important siman in the Mordechai. We'll get back to it. Nira l'Ravya, why a holchei mitzvah turn b'bayom b'balayla? He touches on that last line of the Brice. Nira l'Ravya, mishum dekishenochem v'yishenem b'alayla, l'hano osan, l'cholen lasuk l'mochot fei, b'avyakol b'chlal osik mitzvah, mamish b'kor b'nasan. He literally peeled it off the Mordechai. He picked it out of the Mordechai. That if a person is Yoshin Balaila Lahanoasa, right? He has Hanoa, a tainuk from his sleep. He sleeps well. Sleeps better in the house, not in the sukkah. He can sleep in the sukkah. He's not going to sleep as well. Then he's not going to be able to travel properly. And maybe he'll be mispatel from the traveling a little bit. It's Eif Shalakayim Shnei. That's called Eif Shalakayim Shnei. Because if he'll be mispatel, even a little bit from the mitzvah, he won't be osik the mitzvah as much. If he doesn't have a good night's sleep, that's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. But once it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim, then he's potter min ha-mitzvah. He's potter from sukkah. That's Tosis and the Ritva. That's how the Rav Yoh seems to. That's the Rosh. This is a whole school of thought in Rishon. The Osik mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, is only if it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. They all have to work on Shluchei Mitzvah. When are Shluchei Mitzvah p'turim min ha-sukkah? From the Brais and Chavav, it sounds like Afilu B'Shas Chani Yosan, Afilu Balayla, as Rashi explains. So they all have to say it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. It must be that if you don't sleep outside the sukkah at night, you're going to miss out in the journey tomorrow. Either because the sukkah is so far away, or because if you don't sleep well, then you're not going to be able to travel well. And somehow you're not going to be able to do the mitzvah, to do the shlichus, to do the journey as well. That's called the Yeshua L'Kayim Shneim. That's why you're part of the Nesukah. Sam?
The Svara really only applies for sleeping. What about the other time of the sukkah? If I eat in the sukkah and then I go inside and have a good night's sleep, so I'm still going to be able to do my mitzvah the next day with the same
Right? So
it's
then
not
according
just from sleeping.
So if you go with the carbon asanas first pshat, it's muflug min aderech, so then you'd be parted from everything.
So you
go with the second mahala, so ken zayin.
You're not putter just from sleeping. Like that would be the next.
Ken zayin, you'd be chayiv in achila. What's the din of a sukkah? Josh!
Can you say you're also eating the time? I'm eating him as energy.
But you can. What's the problem? Right? I can eat at night, and that's fine. Right? I can fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah ba'achila. Maybe I can't do it b'sheina, because if I sleep in the sukkah, then I'm not going to be able to travel properly. But can I do it ba'achila? Yeah. Can. Yeah, is that sukkah kosher?
Oh.
We have to see.
We touched on this last.
No. Yes.
Is this
oh, there's a different kasha before we get to your kasha. That's a good kasha. What's the problem with that sukkah? It's not roy le kol hashmish. We'll talk about that. Okay. Let's assume the sukkah is kasha for achila. Okay. So if it's kasha for achila and shesia, so then you'd be mechuyev to eat in the sukkah, to eat and drink in the sukkah, but not to sleep. Right? It's efshel kaim shneim vis-a-vis achilu shesia. It's efshel kaim shneim vis-a-vis shena. So you'd be potter from sleeping, but you'd be chayav to eat. If you assume that it doesn't have to be royal lechol tashmish,
but then even in the Mishnah, though, they're still potter min asukah. They're not potter min shena of asukah.
It means, according to Tosis, the Mishnah means that if it's efshel kaim shneim, they're potter min asukah. So plug it in. Plug it and figure out. Look, if the sukkah is right there and he sleeps well, and there are some people who like to sleep outside. You know, it can't be type, but they like it. Right? So it's not, so for him, it's efshel kaim shneim. So he's chayiv in ganzen, according to this. If the sukkah is muflug min aderech, so you can be as campy as you want, right? But you're not going to be able to function the next day, right? Because it's too far. You're not going to be able to get back to the journey. So then, even those people would be part. You have to plug it in according to Tosis to figure out: is it efshel kaim shneim or is it efshel kaim shneim? I've told.
Is the Mordechai saying that anything that will help you do the mitzvah better is called Ozik B'mitzvah? It has the status of Ozik B'mitzvah?
I don't know how much better means. I mean, he does use the Lashon Tfei, right? It's asking B'mitzvah Tfei, but it has to be a significant difference, I think. Just, you know, a little bit better. I don't know if that would be called the Yeshua Kaim Shnei. I think he's saying that if you don't sleep well, then qualitatively, your Ozik B'mitzvah the next day is going to be hampered. I think it has to be a significant difference. I don't know how to be Mishire this. It's very hard. It's very hard. So, but that's the general principle.
I mean, that if, let's say, for example, he didn't have this issue of sleeping in the sukkah, right? So that...
What do you mean he didn't have the issue?
Meaning that if he slept in the sukkah, it would
be fine.
It would be fine.
Okay, yeah.
Right? So then he should do it. But so that would not be called Osik B'mitzvah.
So the tour of Osik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah, according to Tosis, wouldn't apply in such a case because it's Efshel Kaim Shem. Right, because it's Epshilon and Epshilon. Josh?
I know we play the script of verse Yor Zarua and Yor Zarua and Yor Zarua.
Right.
And I know Yor Zarua interprets this case and Kalkov up differently in terms that it's like, but is it not, are they not saying the same idea that in terms of when you're Osik and the actual message, or is it saying that?
We gotta get it. Let's take it slow. We're developing slowly. We'll get to that. So the Ran is the one who takes the opposite approach against Tosfos. Tosis, the Ritva, the Rosh. The Ran is the Mora Dishmaitzer of the other approach. What does the Ran say? He's a world famous Ran. It's a little bit lengthy, but we don't have to read all of the bias in the Ran. Let's get the soul of the Ran, at least. He quotes Tosfos. So first, we'd have to read Tosfos again. Yeah, that's. It's very instructive. When you see Rishonim, you got to learn how to skim them. If the Rishon is quoting a previous Rishon, I'm not saying that you shouldn't read it inside. Sometimes the way that the Rishon quotes the other Rishon is very instructive. But you got to learn to skim it through, because if you're going to read everything word for word, sometimes you just get so bogged down. It's not it, right? You got to skim it through and see, you know, what's the ikkar of what the Rishon is telling us. Look at it carefully, but you got to move on. So here, the Ran doesn't need anything in Tosis. He literally just quotes the Tosis. And he concludes with the Tosis that shluchim mitzvah p'tur min asukah only if they'll be mevatlim mitzvosim. That's an interesting word, right? He says non shluchim mitzvah nami patrina b'chai gavna nami hudi mitudu b'kiyu mitzvah sukah havu mefagri min mitzvosim. Right, a peger mefagri, they become a corpse, right? The mitzvah is going to become a corpse. The mitzvah is not going to be fulfilled properly. Okay, interesting lashon, but I have nothing to say about it. But I mean, yet you got to notice the different words. It's basically saying the same text. Yeah. Lo nirali kain, says the Rambam. I don't think those. The pashto de milsa lo mashma kain. The pashup shot in the Gemara. Osig b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah doesn't sound like Tosis, that it has to be EF shalakayim shnei. Right, so the first reason the Ram disagrees with Tosis is he doesn't think it's licked in the verita from the silver. Gemara doesn't say EF shalakayim shnei, doesn't introduce such an idea. Tosis now is reinterpreting what the Gemara says. Osig b'mitzvah potum in a mitzvah only if EF shalakayim shnei. Vushteit, says the Ram. Where does it say that in the Gemara? I don't see that. And then he has a whole bunch of rias that I don't even think it's correct. Comes the Ran and says, Lefikach nirali, the osig mitzvah potum and mitzvah al bishiyoch l'kayim mishtei. I don't think Tosis is correct. I think osig mitzvah potum and mitzvah even if efshe l'kayim mishtei. Right, but didn't Tosis bring all these rias? Gemara Nedorim, the Gemara later on about holchei d'var mitzvah. Vahid Nedarim lo mucha midi. Who's Tosis Raya? Gemara Nedarim says that Mudra na mechaveros machs Rabbi Doso only because Pruta the Rav Yosef is lo shchiach. So he's not gaining anything from the man because Pruta the Rav Yosef is lo shchiach. Must be that he's not potter in a mitzvah normally. He's only potter from giving tzedakah when he's menar the talis. Isn't that a good Raya that also mitzvah is potter in a mitzvah only if he has shalakayim shnayim? Says the Ran, I don't think that's a Raya at all. Aran says, I agree with you, Tosfos, that he's potter from giving tzedakah to the ani only when he's menar the talis, when he's working with the talis. But why? Not because osig b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah only if he has shalakayim shnayim. Not because when the talis is in the teva, he's osig b'mitzvah, but it's ef shalakayim shtayim, like you want to say Tosis. No. Not because when the talis is in the teva, he's still called an osig b'mitzvah, but it's ef shalakayim shtayim. No. The reason why he's chayev to give the pruta to the ani when the talis is in the teva is placed aside, and he's not osig in the talis, is because he's not an osig b'mitzvah then, says the Ran. What is the phrase? Osek b'mitzvah potter mitzvah. You gotta be an osek, not a mekayim mitzvah. Osek b'mitzvah potter, not mekayim mitzvah potter. You could be mekayim a mitzvah of the Ran from heint bis morgen. You can be mekayim a mitzvah from today until tomorrow. But if you're not an osek b'mitzvah, forget about it. You're chayim a mitzvah. Not because it's efshe l'kayim shnei. Forget efshe l'kayim shnei. You're not an osek b'mitzvah. If you're not an osek b'mitzvah, you're chayim a mitzvah. If you're an osig b'mitzvah, then even if it's efshe l'kayim shneim, you're potter ben a mitzvah. But if the aveda is in the teva, it's mishumeres b'teva, it's placed away in the box, you're not an osig b'mitzvah. Of course you're potter ben a mitzvah. That's not a raya b'chlal, says the Ran. Osig b'mitzvah potter, not mekayim mitzvah potter. That's a yisod in the Ran. That's a line. Misha aveda etzto, avol bishum mekayim mitzvah, no osig b'mitzvah. You're not osig mitzvah unless you're dealing with the aveda. You're osig in the aveda, then you put them in a mitzvah. But not if it's in the box. If it's in the box, you are accomplishing something. You're makayim a mitzvah, you're not osig b'mitzvah. So then you can't be put them in a mitzvah. No raya, says the Ran. Vayishaita vade potter lemeisa pruta lo'oni. You're menayer, you're osig. Of course you're potter. Of course you're potter. Ran even adds something else. That when you're menar the talis, you can stop being menar the talis, give the pruta to Dani and go back. The talis doesn't have to have the near beritzifus, doesn't need a continuity. Right? So stop, go back. What's the big deal? It's efshelakayim shnayim even then. But the point is you're osik. Once you're osik, then you're potter from doing anything else. You're potter from different mitzvah. As long as you're osik, the mitzvah. What's my raya? Chosin is efshe l'kayim shnayim. Okay, he's part of the tirda the mitzvah, but he can't, it's eifshe l'chaim shneim. Eifshe. It's hard, but it's eifshe. It's eifshe. We get even though it's eifshe, since he's osik. Torud means osik. Since he's osik b'mitzvah, b'tirda the mitzvah, he's part of the mitzvah. He's part of him creation. So after Ran, I think that osik b'mitzvah part of the mitzvah is even if eifshe l'chaim shneim. My raya is from Chasim. The Dorim is not a raya for Akeret because he's not Osik b'mitzvahs. That's why he's not potter from giving stalker to the Ani when he's not menar the talis, not working on the talis itself. That's what the Ran says. But the Ran is a caveat in the next Dorim. Miu modina vada shekol shen tzorach l'troach klal ela kedarka b'mitzvah rishona yochol lotzei sidei shneim. The Ran just adds that I think it doesn't make sense that if there's no tircha to do both of them, that once you're osik in the first mitzvah, then you don't have to do the second mitzvah. And notice, his loshon is mios tov al yikore ra. That doesn't sound like a chiyuv, right? If he's chayiv, he would have said chayiv. It sounds like it's still a midas chasidus. The Ran holds meikar adin, also the mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, even if eifshe l'chaim shneim, even if there's no tircha to do both. It's a shapel, right? That's what he says. If there's no tircha, it's the right thing to do. You really should do both. It's the right thing to do. The poshede case of also the mitzvah part of the mitzvah is where there is a tircha to do the second. It's a tircha, but it's eifshe. It's a tircha, but it's eifshe. So comes the Ran and says, chiddush, you gotta do both. If it's Efsha, then you have to do you're potter. No, come on. If it's a tircha to do both, but it's Efsha l'kayim shnayim. So according to Tosis, you're takam chuyah to do both. According to the Ran, you're still potter from doing both. You're potter from doing both, and it's a tircha yamamish potter. No tircha at all. Then the Ran says, even if I can tell you, then you're potter, but then you really should do both. That's what the Ran says. When Mishumachi concludes the Ran, and that's the Ramasa, Mishumachi, Rabbonu, Dabu, Shluchim, Mitzvah, Vugonu, Chutz, L'Sukkah. So what's Pshat? What's Pshat in Shluchim, Mitzvah, Turim, and Asukkah? Afilu, B'Shas, Chaniyosan, according to me. According to me, it's Givaldik. There's no Shaila. Even Balayla, they're Potter. Why? What's the Yisod, according to the Ran? What do you have to be doing in order to be Potter, Minah, Mitzvah? What's the word? Osig mitzvah shmul. That's the key word. You gotta be osig. So what are they being osig in? Balayla? What are they being osig in? They're in the middle of the journey. They're in the middle of the shlichas. They haven't finished the job. Right? They haven't finished the job. Mishemachi rabbanan da vishluchay mitzvah v'gona chut l'sukkah de kol zman shlichusan oskim b'mitzvah mikro v'lohayu chayovim l'kayim mitzvah sukkah. They're still called oskim b'mitzvah. It's a chiddush. They're still called Oskin B'mitzvah. They're called Oskin. How are they Oskin B'mitzvah? How are they Oskin B'mitzvah? Isn't it like tzitzis? Like tzitzis? No, it's different. They're Oskin B'mitzvah because they're still Be'emtza HaShlichus. So even though they're not doing something active right now, we look at them as being Oskin B'mitzvah. They're still involved in the Talich, in the process. So they're still involved in the process, in the journey. You know, it is Laila, they're not traveling, they haven't fulfilled their shlichus, they're adayin oskin b'mitzvah. And that's why they're part of even by Laila. Not because it'll be worse, they won't travel as well the next day, it's Yesh l'kayim shneim, they'll be misbata, they'll be mefagrim mitzvasam the next day, says the Ran. No, not because of that. But rather because they're be'emtza shlichus, they're called oskin b'mitzvah, and that's why they're part of in asukah. Tzitzis and tefillin? Tzitzis and tefillin is no raya to anything, says the Ran. That was Tzitzis' big raya. Otto Adam, Shiesh, both Tzitzis, Bevigdo. Tefillin, Berosh, is potter in a mitzvah? Not Shaykh, says Tosfos. Must be, he's only potter, it's Eif Shalakayim Shneim. Says the Ran, what are you talking about? Tzitzis and tefillin is no raya to anything. Why? No. The Ran says, of course you're chayiv in mitzvah when you're wearing tzitzis. Why? Because only kiyum mitzvah and osik b'mitzvah. Osik b'mitzvah, potter mina mitzvah, not mekayim mitzvah. That's the yisod according to the Ran. Got to be an osik b'mitzvah. So tzitzis, not an osik b'mitzvah. Why? But he's in the middle of the process. No, he's not in the middle of the process of doing anything. He's mekayim a mitzvah, but he did the ituch, he did the ma'isa levisha, he did the ma'isa putting the tzitzis on, he did the ma'isa putting the tefillin on. The Shluchei Mitzvah, they're still in the process of going. They're in the process of doing something that isn't Asek. So even though right now, are they doing anything? No, they're just resting. But they're in the process. Because they're in the process, they're called an Osek B'Mitzvah, and that's why they're part of the Minasa. Yes, Josh.
It seems like it's not Rabbi
No, but the Mordechai is a Tosfos man. He's not working. Yeah, he's not working with the Ran. It's the different schools of thought here.
Right, we're not the same.
No, the Mordechai, the Rav Yon, the Mordechai is saying that if he doesn't sleep properly, then he'll be mispatel from the mitzvah. So that's why he's bechalal and oseg b'mitzvah, because it's the efshel kaim shnayim. He's saying that if it's efshel kaim shnayim, he's not called an oseg b'mitzvah because it's not enough. That's what the Mordechai is saying. Different than the Ran.
Why isn't that like the person Umiu of the Ram, where he says the Riki I got the Bada Yaday Shayim, like referring to when he gets
the vote. The Ram is saying that the Shluchei Mitzvah, the Rabbanan, even Balaila, are called Oskim B'Mitzvah because they're involved in the process. And what is the Ram? So that's why it's part of the same people. It's clearly a tirchah to get to the sukkah, right? It has to be a tirchah to get to the sukkah. They can do it. They can do it. It's efshel kaim shnayim, but it's a tirchah to get to the sukkah. Says the Ran, even if it's efshel kaim shnayim, as long as it's a tirchah to get to the sukkah, since they are oskim b'mitzvah because they're involved in the shlichas, they're still in the process. Chatam in mitzvah. That's how the Ran is like. They're oskim b'mitzvah. It is a tircha, because if it weren't a tircha, mios tov al tikori, then it would be appropriate to do it anyway. But because it's a tircha and they're oskim b'mitzvah, that's why they put
it. Why then not the same as the Mordechai? Mordechai says that if it, unless it can be mivato mitzvosan, then they have to do it.
Right, but the Ran is saying it's not going to be mivato. It's a tircha, but if you don't, if you go sleep in the sukkah, the Ran is assuming that if the Rabbanan were to sleep in the sukkah at night, they'd be able to do the mitzvah by day just as good. It's actually kind of shame. It's not going to change anything. Right? The Rishonim are arguing what's the situation, what's the case. We have to figure out when are they potter. Zok de Mordechai and Tosa. It's only where it's going to ruin the mitzvah. The Ran says, no, it's not going to ruin the mitzvah. It's fine. They're still potter. It's Efshel Kaim Shnayim. But it's a tircha. So as long as it's a tircha, since they're osek mitzvah, because they're still involved in the shlichos, they're potter min ha-mitzvah. One more. Gosh.
The Raya of the Ran of Chassan, is he saying that that's the same case as Shulchan Mitzvah? That like until you actually, I guess, get married until...
He's called an Osek B'Mitzvah. Why? Because he's Torud B'Machsheves Mitzvah. That's also called an Osek B'Mitzvah. So even though it's Efshel Kaim Shnayim, he says, the Chassan really could control himself. Might be hard, might be a tip, but he could control himself. Ah, but it's a Tircha? So it's a Tircha, and he's an Osek B'Mitzvah? Dr. Rani's pot.
So it's Efshel Kaim Shnayim, but...
It's Efshel Kaim Shnayim, but he's an Osek B'Mitzvah, and it's a Tircha to do both, so then he's not a part of it.
The same as the Shulchan Mitzvah.
Yeah.